AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The United States is sending a clear message to Russia as negotiations stall over Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says some 2,000 U.S. troops are being sent into Europe, although not into Ukraine.
1,000 soldiers that are currently based in Germany will reposition to Romania in the coming days.
He says the next step is up to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He clearly is providing himself many options, lots more capabilities. For exactly what purpose, we don't know right now. And because we don't know exactly what his purpose is, we want to make sure we're ready on the NATO front to defend our allies.
Meanwhile, a Spanish newspaper says the U.S. could be willing to enter into an agreement with Russia over missile deployments in Europe. But that's if it pulls back from the brink of a conflict with Ukraine. Snow is already falling in Chicago and other Midwest cities that could get belted today with snow. Josh Weiss is with the National Weather Service.
There is a large-scale storm system that's going to bring significant winter weather from the southern Rockies as far west as New Mexico, across the southern central plains, into the upper Midwest, across the Great Lakes, and all the way across New England and in the Northeast and into New England.
Hundreds of flights are already canceled. Many schools in the storm's immediate path have already closed for the day. So is winter over yet? No, says that groundhog in Punxsutawney, Philadelphia.
With my shadow I have cast, then a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Washington's football team has a new name, the Washington Commanders. The team changed its previous name, deemed offensive to Native Americans. Throngs of police have converged in New York City for the second funeral in a week. Officer Wilbert Mora was killed answering a call for help in Harlem. This is AP News. President Biden today will announce more details about his goal of reducing cancer.
During his final year in office, Barack Obama announced a cancer moonshot program.
I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control.
A nod to his vice president's desire to fight a disease that claimed his son, Beau.
We're on the cusp, you're on the cusp of some phenomenal breakthroughs.
Now, 6 years later, officials say President Biden is setting a 25-year timeline for cutting the cancer death rate in half through efforts like increasing screening that has sharply fallen off during the pandemic. There are no plans to lay out new funding for the fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are signs that former President Trump is planning to seek re-election in 2024, but if not, many supporters are considering an alternate candidate. Ron DeSantis. The Florida Republican governors gained national prominence. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.